Read this, verse 14 of Hebrews chapter 10. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for the precious blood of the Lamb of God. We thank you for Christ Jesus. Lord, that this perfection comes through him and through him alone. We thank you this morning, Lord, that you have promised as a brother's prayer, where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you are in the midst and that to bless. Father, I pray that thou would bless our gathering together unto thee.
Yes, Lord.
I pray, Lord, for Ian, you'll touch him. Pray for Keith and Eileen, you'll touch them.
Amen.
Lord, if there's any others this morning that need your touch, touch them, I pray. And Father, bless all these things we've mentioned in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, now bless your word to their hearts, we pray.
Yes.
And speak to us this morning. And Lord, I take the promised Holy Spirit and I thank you, undertake for me in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I know I took few weeks ago I preached forever after the order of Melchizedek, but I want to take this phrase this morning from verse 14, perfected forever. And as I studied this and I read it and I kept being drawn to this verse, perfected forever, and I thought about this, and then I thought about much of the preaching in different places today, what we hear, I come to the realization that many people do not have a real revelation of Christ. Because if they had a real revelation of Christ, they could not and they would not ever point a person to any other, only Christ. And once you have Christ, there's nothing else that can perfect you if you're already perfected. And if you are perfected, the Word of God says, you are perfected forever. Not for a week or a month, but forever. This is an eternal perfection. And it's in Christ. And only in Christ. And in Christ alone. There's no plus here. It's Christ and only Christ. And I believe we must point people to Christ. When you read this, and if you that likes to listen to Brother Branham's sermons, you'll hear Brother Branham saying, he says, you people that call yourselves holiness have it all wrong. He says, because you are trying to come to this perfection by your own works. And he said, it's not by what you can do, but you're coming by stopping this and stopping that. He says, but when you really are in Christ, you're a new creature. You're changed. And that old nature's dying. And you now have a new nature. And there's something within you now. You're born again in the Spirit of God. You don't want to smoke no more. You don't want to drink no more. You don't want to watch pornography no more. You don't want to do the things the world does. No more. Because Christ's in you. And you're in Christ. And that perfection's in him and him alone. Now it's good to live holy, we know all that. But you see, if that could do it, then a lot of people would make it, but they're lost. Because it's not by works, lest any man should boast. But this is a gift through the Lord Jesus Christ. For by grace through faith are you saved, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Listen to what this word means. Perfected. Excellent or complete. Beyond practical. Or any other improvement. So this is beyond practical or theoretical improvement. There's nothing can be added to this to improve it. It is absolutely perfect. Now show me something that's greater than Christ. You cannot. I thought the other day of the greatest antidote the world's ever seen. Jesus Christ. Because it cleanses from all sin. The blood of Jesus Christ is the greatest weapon for the Christian this morning. The blood of Christ is the weapon. But not only does it cleanse from sin, but they overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. This is the weapon. And when you hear a man coming along preaching, we don't no longer need the blood. You know he is a false prophet.
Amen.
You don't need to look up a quote.
Amen.
You don't need to look anywhere.
Amen.
You should know in your own being, once you're born of the Spirit of God, he is false.
Amen.
He's Antichrist.
Right.
Word, Antichrist.
Amen.
And anybody that tells you, yes, we know you're really saved, but this here will bring you into perfection. There's a certain man you need to follow. You know that's false teaching. Because if you have to see another person other than the person of Jesus Christ, you have now preached another gospel. And there's only one gospel. Brother Brown said, in Christ, no other creed but Christ, no other book but the Bible. Only Christ. Praise God. Look what it says. Entirely without any flaws. You say, but brother, you don't know me. But you see, if you're talking like that, you still need a revelation. Because you see, you have to forget what you were. And you have to see how God sees you. And God sees you through the blood. And when God sees you through the blood, he sees you absolutely sinless and spotless and perfect. And he says, there's no condemnation, Romans 8, to them that are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. Because you're in Christ Jesus. I tell you, before any court, this man stands for you. And he says, by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. You said, brother, but you missed out the word sanctified. How do you get sanctified? You are sanctified through Christ. You're sanctified by the blood, and you can be sanctified by the word. There's three sanctifications. Word, spirit, and blood. But it's all Christ. And it's all Christ alone. I tell you, the further I travel and study the word of God, I realize that there's far too many wee phrases and sayings that are anti-word.
Amen.
They're not scriptural.
That's the truth.
But they creep in.
Yes.
And I would say this morning, away with them.
Amen.
And let's have only the word of God.
Amen.
And the truth of God.
Yes.
For the Bible says, ye shall know the truth.
Amen.
And the truth will make you free.
Amen.
Praise God. Entirely without any flaws, defects, or shortcomings. You see, this work doesn't last for a week. If you have a week where you don't feel saved or look saved, that doesn't change this word. This word is still true. You are still perfected because it's in him. He knew you before you were born. He chose you before you were born. Because the word of God says, whom he did foreknow, them he also did predestinate to become the sons of God. Now we can't go out and preach it like, well, he's coming and he's not. We don't know that. We are not God. We must preach to whosoever. But God knows who's going to come. And I'm going to show you this morning that no man comes to God, but God calls man. God brings man. God searches for man. Praise God. Hebrews 10 verse 14 says this, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Christ made perfect by one sacrifice. Christ was the perfect sacrifice, and therefore he makes perfect all that come to him because of that perfect sacrifice. The other sacrifices assure you, he pricked my conscience. That's the Spirit of God. And you see, when we thank God for the conscience, and when your conscience has been pricked, there's only one thing for it, that's the Lord Jesus. And he clears your conscience. Clears your conscience from your past sin, past life. Now you, let me drop this in. You have no choice whatsoever in your condition. Now don't you think that you had any choice in the condition you were born with, for you did not. You had no choice. For the Word of God says we're all born sinners by nature, and we're sinners by birth. We inherited Adam's sin. Universal condemnation. That's why there had to be another man come. For sin did abound, grace did much more abound. The Lord Jesus Christ, the second man, that's what the Bible calls him, he came. So that he could give us universal justification. Hallelujah. Perfection. But all of us were born sinners by nature. All of us were born sinners by birth. And it's only because the Spirit of God pricked our consciences. And the Holy Ghost moved us. And brought us to the Savior. And perfected us. But I'll tell you, when we look at other people that are not saved, Don't be getting on a big high horse. But you be thankful you're saved. And pray for them. Because it's only by God's grace we're here this morning.
Amen.
And we need to be praying for others that need this great salvation. And the deeper a man or woman's in sin does not mean that God can't save them or deliver them. It doesn't matter how deep. And the glorious light of the gospel shine upon them.
Amen.
And they can be saved and perfected. God's able to do it. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. Listen while I read you this. The law having a shadow. I know I'm no good. Never was. Never will be. But then in the presence of God, I'm absolutely perfect. Because it's not me. He never sees me. He sees Christ. This is why I have a problem with preachers that present someone else other than Christ. Because if they present you with something else that you will cling till, that you will lean till, when God looks upon it, there's flaws in it. And because there's flaws in it, you can never be made perfect by it. But when God looks at this man Jesus, who had no sin, who knew no sin, the defeated him. But you see, we were guilty of death. But he wasn't. Because you see, he was born without original sin. We were born with a penalty and the curse of original sin upon us. But Christ was born without it. Because of the supernatural instrumentality of Almighty God overshadowing the Virgin Mary. That holy thing that's born of thee, the child that's why we cannot point to another. Oh, the devil's cute. Well, I'll tell you, it surprises me. You can go places and when you say certain things, people get all excited.
Yes.
And yet it could be absolutely nonsense. Not even the scripture. And you mentioned that certain sayings of learning phrases, you could learn a wee fellow them, and he's not even saved, and he could say them. And it'd be accepted. But that's over it. Only the Word of God has power in it. Are you hearing me? There's no Word of God void of power. Listen to me this morning. Every Word of God has power within it. His Word is a quickening power. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Listen to this. Because it's not me, he never sees me, he sees Christ. He never sees me, he sees Christ. Now people quote this man before Christ. Something's wrong, because he didn't do that. If he came back this evening, he'd rebuke him. He'd rebuke him. He would have to, because he's a prophet. He wouldn't have it. But yet they want to put a man before God. I'm in Christ and my name was associated with him at the foundation of the world. I'm just waiting for the court to draw it up. Listen. And we'll go some of these blessed days to meet him in the earth. William Branham, till the day he died, was looking for the coming of the Lord. William Branham, till the day he died, was saying Jesus could come at any time and catch his winning bride away. Now people are preaching the Lord came at certain dates. They are false prophets. They're not preaching with a prophet of God's church. Oh no. They're not. They can say, I'm a message believer. That means nothing. Don't come to God with a phrase, I'm a message believer. God won't accept that. I heard a person recently, and they stood up to give a testimony, and they said, I came into this message on a certain date. But they never said when they met Christ. They never said when they were born again in the Spirit of God. You don't hear William Branham saying, I come into this message on a certain date. You don't hear that. He never made that doctrine. Man did. He says, I met Christ in a coal shed. The cross appeared before me in a bright light. And I repented and turned to the Lord. That's what he said. He said, I was absolutely lost as lost could be. He said, when I was shot with a shot, that's what he preached. Woe betide, we have so many today. They preach the man, not the message. We cannot preach the man. We must preach the message. And the message is Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, the same forever. That's the message. There's no other message. How can there be? If you tell me there is, you're telling me you have something else to perfect me. Understand me. I believe William Branham was God's messenger. I believe he was God's prophet. But I will not worship him or bow down before him. I will not do it. And God never said to me, Tommy McKinstry, I want you to go all over the world and preach the gospel of William Branham. The Bible does not say that. It says to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And William Branham said that God would raise up young men to sweep the message on to the coming of the Lord. That's what he prayed. Now I know maybe people might misunderstand. I don't care, to be honest with you. And past worrying about it. Because there's so much nonsense. And there's so many people following this fella. And there's so many people following somebody else. And they want to listen to him. And they want to listen to him. And he's great and he's great. Away with a whole lot of it. Turn to Jesus Christ. Look to Jesus Christ. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you, when I was in jail and I was bound, I was fettered, my conscience condemned me. I knew I was without hope. I knew I was on my road to hell. There's no prophet. There's no priest gospel and he preached it good. Turn up any sermon you want and he preached Jesus Christ. But I'll tell you, this thing's denominated around the world. It's no different. It's worse than the Baptist. And that's saying a whole lot. It's worse than the Baptist. You say, brother, that's desperate to talk like that. It's the absolute truth. I'll tell you why. If I take you to any Baptist church in this country tonight, and I'll challenge you to test this, they might believe the Trinity, yes, they might have some things that's not true, but they will tell you that you need saved. They will tell you that only Christ can save you. But there's lots of denominations, Methodist denominations, and they won't tell you that. They'll read you different things, they'll talk about different things, but you will never hear that you need to be born again of the Spirit of God. You won't hear, what a rebuke! What a rebuke to this age, and what a rebuke to this generation, and what a rebuke to the people that say that the silent church is, that they're elect of God, that the bride of Jesus Christ, and they couldn't care less. People's going to hell and don't care. Something wrong somewhere. Amen. I'll tell you, Jesus loves the world. Amen. The Word of God said, God so loved the world. Amen. We lost the vision for sinners. Mine, we're no better than a lot. Amen. No better than a holy lot scattering. Amen. I tell you, William Branham had a vision for the lost. Read and hear. Every time he preaches, people get saved. 30,000 saved in India, Bombay. Read the sermons. Listen to his message. His message is the truth. What he's preaching is the truth. But away with this rubbish about it. All over the world, absolute nonsense. And one group's in the millennium. And one group, Jesus came in 63, so we're all, what are we doing here? Why are we here? Absolute nonsense. You say you shouldn't say anything against it, too late I've done it. I'm not preaching against Brother Branham, I'm preaching against the rubbish. Oh, but brother, don't be well there. Paul the Apostle rebuked them. Paul said to Timothy, put them in remembrance of these things. Did Paul preach the truth?
Yes.
I tell you, Ian Paisley years ago preached about the apostates, he preached about the black pope, he preached about the Jesuits, but what about the Jesuits that's closer than you can imagine?
Yes.
That's infiltrated the churches today. Jesuit priests.
Yes.
That's absolutely the truth. I tell you, we need men and women. This is why. This is why. They don't want you to be filled. Can be honest to you. What can you do? Brother, we have another stage. Oh, we've all heard it. They bring you a message, and when they're finished with you, you'll not know whether you're in or whether you're out. You'll not know where you are. And they leave you and sacrifice is perfect. Listen, that's what I wrote. Therefore it makes perfect those for whom it was offered for. It was offered for you. It was offered for me. And when we come in childlike faith, it makes us perfect. Now, brethren, that means I'm feeling something and I'm going to say it.
Amen.
I'm going to. So you watch what you're thinking. You said, brother, just leave this, leave that. Listen to me this morning. There's men going across the world today. They're absolutely Jesuits. They're false. And they're leading people away from churches. And they're taking them from wee churches to follow them. And a wee church here, they steal a few from there. They steal a few from here. And the pastors are not supported. And there's no vision. And they kick them out. And they give them the biggest load of nonsense. And what do you find out next? The next thing they're writing books. And you have to read their books. Now what have you done? You're no longer reading the message that they claim they're preaching. You're reading their sermons. You're reading their messages. But yet they're saying that they're the message man. And the next thing, what they're doing is building their own kingdom. And the devil's cute. He comes in, but he takes you away from the word of God. That's the devil. I'm telling you, it's the truth.
Amen.
If you've been influenced, you need to watch yourself.
Yes.
I'm telling you. And you say, oh, but they're not feeding us down there. Oh, we're in our groups a lot deeper than them. If they're not preaching Christ, they're shallow. They have no depth at all. They wouldn't even wet your brow. They wouldn't wet the soles of your feet. Don't tell me about depth, because I can show you Paul. Show you, Brother Branham went beyond the curtain of time. These are the things we believe, not some Jesuit preaching.
Amen.
That takes you away from this book.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Onto some other book.
Yes.
Onto a broken cistern and a broken stick.
Amen.
I'll tell you, brother and sister, when the rubber meets the road, when trouble comes,
hallelujah.
Oh, hear this preacher this morning. Hallelujah. You're going to have your own experience with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You're going to have to know how to pray. You're going to have to know how to get on your knees and meet my God and call upon God. You won't have that boy to call upon.
Amen.
You're going to have to know the Lord.
Amen.
And the word of God says, if you follow on to know the Lord, then you shall be known of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, brothers, it's coming. This country, you know, things taking place in this country. And I tell you, the Christians are going to be persecuted. You hear me this morning when I'm preaching. There's things ahead that's coming. And we're going to have to keep together and seek the face of Almighty God. Oh, people think it's a light thing when certain things happen. Oh, it's not, brother. Because they'll stop the freedom you have of they could. Your freedom would be puffed out, snuffed out. For a false system. Oh, I'll tell you, brother, we don't need to be going about asking people, are you in the message? We need to be asking them, are you in Jesus Christ? Do you know the Savior? Do you know the Lord Jesus? Oh, I tell you. You know, when Brother Brian went to that wee hut, a total atheist, he talked to them. He didn't preach to them. He talked to them. But the things he knew would touch his life. And he said, now, if I saw a bucket of water in that post, how could it go down into the bottom of that post? But he says, yet that tree, that apple tree, there's an intelligence in that tree that tells the sap to go down into the roots. And then in spring, it tells it to come back. Said that's the same intelligence that knew the woman up on the hill and told me all about her. That's the same God. I tell you this morning, brethren, we must be serving a God that's living, not some dead false religion. But God did this thing so that we would know He's the same, so that we would have faith in a living God and expect for the miraculous. I remember a preacher one time, he was a Jesuit. And I'm saying that openly this morning, for God showed me it. And he says, I'm not called to pray for people. You are, brother, but I'm not. If he's not called to pray for people, he's not called at all. Because the Word of God says in Mark 16, these sons shall follow them that believe. That's what they'll follow. I tell you, brother, it's a sad thing this morning, the way things are going. But thank God for Christ. Thank God for the real gospel. Oh, I'll tell you, when you meet somebody, what are you going to give them? You have to give them the gospel of Christ. It's the only thing that can change a man's life. It's the only thing that can clear the conscience. You are perfected forever in Christ. And in Christ alone. This is why Christ forever sitteth at God's right hand. I want you to get this. The work's finished. That's what it means.
Amen.
He sat down.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank
the
Lord.
He sat down. Amen. You can't add to something that's been done that he sat down.
Amen.
He finished the work.
Amen.
He sat down. It's done. It's completed.
Hallelujah.
All you do is believe it.
Yes.
Rest on the Savior. Rest in Christ. Trust in the Lord.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, he'll take you through. I would say to you this morning, brethren, in this assembly, listen to this, the pastor this morning. Don't you waste your time listening to some other boy. If you want to listen to the messages God sent, not some other thing. And read your Bible. Spend your time reading your Bible. Listen to the messages God sent for this age. Not some link off to throw you away. I know what I'm preaching about.
Amen.
I know of a good pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And a man came, and the next thing he took a family from his church. And then that didn't do him. He went somewhere else and he took an our family from that church.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't stop there either. He went over the whole world. But I noticed this. When I go somewhere to preach, and any man of God goes to preach, he will try and work with a pastor that's there, with a minister that's there. If people see him, he'll encourage him to stay with a good church. He'll encourage him to go on with the Lord. He won't pull them away to listen to him. He does not make proselytes. We don't need proselytes. We need men and women that's born again, that's following Jesus Christ. Not some fella. But all over the world they are today. And I'll tell you, they come in, and the first thing, they'll read your quote. And you know what they do? Listen to me carefully. I'm not against reading quotes, I read quotes. But you see, you can take something out of its context completely and claim the prophet said it. And I tell you, you better be careful when that's done. Because you cannot change the word God has spoken and chop it and cut it. Can't do it. Revelation says, don't add to it. Don't take from it, or your name's out of the book. And when God sends a mouthpiece, don't change what he says. Just leave it alone. And believe it. Believe God's prophets and you'll prosper. That's what the Bible says. But all I'll tell you today, God's warning us to be careful. We're not pulled astray after some man's own religion. Listen to Hebrews 7 verse 25, and the time's going. Well, it's just 12. We're all right yet for 2 hours. I'm joking. You know I won't keep you so long. Verse 25 of Hebrews 7. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. I'll tell you, have you ever sat with somebody and they pour their life out to you and they're broken? There's nothing can fix it for them. Only the Lord. Only Jesus. You ever sat with somebody like that? And it breaks your heart to see the condition they're in. And it tears your heart to see their state, their life's out. And yet with all, the Lord can change it. He's finished the work. He's completed the work. All you have to do is trust in Him. Believe in Him. Some of us were fornicators. Some of us were adulterers. But Paul says, now you're in Christ Jesus. Now you're justified. Now you're sanctified. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad for those words in the Bible? Not one person could point at another. All of us would fail. But Christ is the one we're looking to. He's our Savior. See, the law could not make the comer perfect, but Christ can. Hebrews 7:19. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did. By the which we draw nigh unto God. Look at this. This is the great revelation we all need, that Christ alone, and I wrote this last night, that Christ alone makes the comer unto perfect. And Christ alone, when we realize this great truth, it gives us great comfort. We are accepted in the Beloved. We are accepted in Him. Oh, I'll tell you, there's a lot of places I want to be accepted. They wouldn't want me. I don't talk the right way for them. Apparently, I'm not deep enough for some of them. I'm too shallow. Not deep enough. But I'm going to say this, when we get before the Lord, the Lord's not going to ask us about all these weak things. What have we done for the Lord? If I can bring a man or a woman to Christ, say, Lord, I haven't been, but I've led these ones to you, brought them, I've done my best. The Word of God says, he that winneth souls is wise. The Bible talks about jewels in the crown. What does it matter if somebody knows more than the next fellow? What if he does? The Bible says, where there's knowledge, it'll cease.
Amen.
It'll cease.
That's right.
But this love won't. God's love won't.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, never worry yourself if you can't see someone. You just pray for them to the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
And if you're God's child, He'll show it you. He'll show you. Isn't it wonderful? That God, you know, Brother Branham said, dream me a dream. You can't. You can't dream me a dream. But yet with all, God can give you a dream. God can visit you in His mercy and give you a dream.
That's true.
But you couldn't dream a dream.
No.
If I said to you, dream me a dream, see me a vision, you can't do it. But God can give you it.
Amen.
And how many times has God led people with dreams and visions? And God can fall on a man that's a prophet. And a gifted man, and he can speak a word. And God will back it up. Through the gifts of prophecy and the gifts of the Holy Ghost, as we heard. God can do it. But that man, you couldn't say to that man, do it for me. It's the Spirit of God that comes upon them. It's God's work. Ephesians 1 verse 5 and 6 says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise and the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. He chose us. He picked you out. The Lord picked you, brother. I'll tell you that's something.
Amen.
I would God pick a man like me. Oh, God pick a man like you, but God chose you.
Amen.
Sister, God chose you.
Right. Amen.
God didn't say, well, this is a weakness, this is a weakness. God chose you.
Amen.
And God saw the end result. And He chose you. And there's no one else can take your place.
Right.
You're a stone in the wall.
Amen.
And every stone in the wall is different, but the wall's not complete without and the Lord loves you this morning. And He says you're perfected in Him forever. He absolutely loves you. I'm going to close in a moment. See, we must realize God cannot lose none. But has predestined in us to come. He knows who will come. John 6:37. All the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Oh, he's going to, you see, if a man's preaching and he's a desire to see people saved, there's saved. No matter if somebody else preaches, they're all in there, they've all come. Brother Branham says, when the last one comes in, we'll come.
Amen.
Well, we're still here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more to come.
Amen.
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 I thank God for mercy this morning.
Amen.
All the Father gave. Now Christ mentions eight times. If you read through John's, 8 times. He claims 8 times all God gives him is going to come down. 8 times he says it. That's a lot of times. You know, we can weep and worry for our family, and I believe God does intercede through us. I believe that. But God knows who's going to come, and they're going to come. And the very fact that you have a burden or a desire, it's God that's given it. Be thankful the Lord's given it. To lead you to prayer. To lead you to go forward. It's the Lord that's done it. We cannot know every one that will come, but God does know. All that comes, see, if you come, that was the Spirit of God that leads a man or woman to come. Listen, I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to come to close. This is a message called The Resurrection of Jairus' Daughter. Many times, of course, I know Christian friends, we have a lot of impersonations and those things. That's to be expected, always. We said the other night in one of our lessons, when Israel went up, a mixed multitude went up with them. That's true, but now what you are by the grace of God what God has. You are a Christian, not because you sought God, but because God sought you. That's right. God sought you. Man can't seek God. He just can't. It's his nature to be a sinner. Just like the pig. Tell him he's wrong eating slop. You couldn't do it. He's a pig to begin with. So you couldn't change that. Praise God. Listen. You couldn't change that. He's just at the beginning. But God seeks after man. And man comes to God. And when he comes to God, he gives him everlasting life. God seeks man. When I was away, I wasn't coming to God when I was in jail. I was away from God. I was away from the things of God. Because the Lord sought me.
Amen.
He sought me.
Amen.
Now I believe people was praying, and I believe God led them to pray. Listen to this. This is a deep call to the deep. Okay, no man seeks God at any time. God seeks man. Never did a man seek God in all the world. God seeking man. When man first fell in the Garden of Eden, it showed the strain of man. Man hid. God was hunting man. Jesus said, no man come to me except my Father draws him. He has to be drawn of the Father first. Then he can read John 17. I won't take time to read it. I don't want to hold this too long. But you read John 17, chapter 17. Read the chapter. It's God that seeks man. When Adam fell, he hid himself. All of us was like Adam, hid. Ashamed. Naked and ashamed before a holy God. But God clothed him. God clothed Adam. God put a covering upon Adam. And a brother Gary, I believe it was preached at a while back, for the man was an Ezekiel at the change of garments. God, Joshua, God gave him a change of garments. God clothed him. And we've been clothed this morning by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We've been clothed. And you're chosen in him. And he loves you. He loves you this morning. Young person, the Lord really loves you. Jesus really loves you. And you always remember you can call on the Lord and he'll hear your cry. Let's come and pray this morning. While every head's bowed, every eye closed. If you would want prayer this morning, when every head's bowed and every eye closed, just lift your hand up to the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Christ, God, God bless you. The Lord's wonderful, you know. God rich in mercy. Brother John quoted the other week, the Psalmist Stephen and Brother Andrew preached it, I would have fallen except for the goodness of the Lord. The Lord kept me. The Lord preserved me. It's the Lord's doing. And the Lord's hand's upon you this morning, brother. Doesn't matter what the devil's telling you, I'm here to tell you this morning, the hand of the Lord's upon you, even in this meeting. For the Lord loves you. And He's good things planned for you. And the Lord's warning you. Listen to them. God's warning you. Don't be led astray to the right, to the left. Stay with the Lord. Stay in the middle of the road with the true word of God. Stay in the middle of the road. Attend to the voice God sent. Hear the voice the Lord's spoken through. Don't follow another. My sheep know my voice. And know that they won't follow. God loves you. God's word. I didn't plan to say the things I've preached. But I believe the Lord's led.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you this morning for your mercy and for your grace, O God. We thank you for thy great salvation. We thank you for the lovely person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we know that even your prophet said that when we sit around your table, Lord, you'll wipe every tear away. You'll say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter into the joys of the Lord. Lord, even as a brother Freeborn saw the vision, there was no great ones exalted there, but all the glory went to the Lamb of God. The elders cried down and worshipped you, and the angels worshipped you. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Lord, we can't help but there's someone within us that we won't give the glory to another. But oh God, keep us true to the book and true to the man Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you for the message you did send. How we appreciate the voice you sent, Lord. But Lord, there's other voices that would take people away. But oh God, you said your sheep know your voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow. Feed thy sheep food, I pray, Lord Jesus. Lord, for those that's raised their hands this morning, strengthen them, bless them, encourage them, lead them, and give them your strength and your grace. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, you know the things that's deep in my heart this morning. Lord, there's people. Oh God, you need to save them. You need to deliver them and set them free. And I know you're able to do it. And bring them before your throne of grace. For I know your word says we may find help and mercy in time of need. And Father, you're our great high priest this morning that's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Lord, we come to you. We pour out our hearts before you. Lord, we know that you'll soothe us and sustain us. For thou art El Shaddai, a strong-breasted one, the one that John lay upon your bosom. Father, I pray this morning that you'll walk in this meeting. That you'll walk through this meeting. Lord, that people will know the touch of the Lord in this house today. God, that they'll feel a freedom. That they'll feel a liberty. That they'll feel a deliverance. And that you'll bless them and touch them. Lord, for those that need your healing touch this morning. Father, we rebuke every infirmity. We rebuke every sickness and every disease. And we plead the token upon their lives. And we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head. and send the enemy to flight, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Lord, your word says the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear the Lord. Lord, we know you're close this morning. We know you're here. And we ask, Lord, while the voice of the preacher is silent, that the Holy Spirit will speak on. And oh God, if I've spoken amiss or out of place, forgive me, I pray. But oh God, keep me to the truth of this book and help me to preach the gospel in Jesus' precious name. Bless every mother, bless every father, bless every boy and every girl in this room this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask these blessings. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask the brother Gary to come forward.